Okay, this is Parag Zion. We are talking today about a unique type of gift, wedding gifts, which have some special halachas attached to them. Halacha Aleph, mina pasha bro midinos. So it is the common custom in most countries. Shebizman shisa adam isha, when a man marries a woman, mishachal b'reyav miyodov ma'us kenei sheyischazik b'na holtzah shemutzei me'ishta. So that friends, they send money in order to support all the expenses that he has to undertake to support his wife. And all these friends that sent them stuff. Oh, they come to eat and drink with the chasam for the 7 days of celebration, or even less. All like based on the local custom. So this money that's being sent is called shushvinos. And the money and food and drink that's sent with the chasam is called shushvinin, meaning the excuse me the people. Okay, halacha beis hashushvinos eino matana gemara. Now, this gift is not an outright gift. Hadvarim yidum shalosh shalach zeh asar dinar mishol sheyochal mishta bazeh, because it's clear that the guy didn't, let's say Reuben didn't send Shimon $10 so that he only eats, let's say, $1 worth. Elameisha b'daito ha'yasha im yisa isha. Rather, his intent was is that when he would marry, right, who yisa isha yachzor yishlach lo kamo shalach lo. So when Reuben sends, let's say, $100 to Shimon, the expectation is that Shimon's actually going to return and give him a gift of $100 when he gets married. Therefore, if a guy married a woman and didn't return the gift that was, so to speak, money given to him, you can actually sue him, take him to court, and get that money. So if Reuven gave a $100 gift to Shimon, Shimon must give that $100 gift back to Reuven when he gets married. And you can't make this suit unless you can't sue the guy and make the claim until the marriages are identical. What does that mean? So if Reuven marries a Basula, and Shimon sends him $100, and then Shimon marries, let's say, a widow. So then he can't take him to court to give him back the money that's due back to him as a gift. So Amar lo will say to him, "I'm only going to give you back the money if it's a situation of basula, which this isn't." The same reverse. If you send money, what do you call it, for a wedding to a basula, let's say to an almana, and he can't make the claim to return money if he's marrying, let's say, a basula. So let's say what do you call it? Let's say Reuven makes a public party. Shimon does something private. Or Shimon did it privately, and Reuven did it privately, and Shimon publicly. There's no claim can be made one against the other. You can say to him, "You can say to him, I'm only going to do for you like you did for me." Let's say Reuven marries a woman, and Shimon sends him the gifts. And he eats and drinks with them. And then Shimon goes back and marries exactly like Reuven did. Reuven comes and eats and drinks with them. Or let's say he invited Shimon, and Shimon didn't want to come. Or let's say he was in a country where they don't normally give out private invitations, but rather they make like a public call to come to the wedding, and he heard and didn't come. He's got to return all the gifts. Because he knew it didn't come, or he was invited and chose not to come. Let's say Reuven's not in the country. So he has to deduct off the gifts that which he ate and drank when he owes back. He reduces the amount from what Shimon ate by him, and then gives him the difference back as gift. So he was in the country, but he wasn't invited, or Lohodio wasn't known, and Achamel, we deducts, Meishal Allah Taromis, Meishal Odio, and he actually has a good claim against them, because Reuben never knew that Shimon was getting married. How much is deducted? Nagu, Benikoi, all right, so when it comes to deductions, this it's a normal, it goes based on the custom. In dinner, Achad Shalach Shimon, if Shimon send him a buck, let's say, Eno Maxu Lokum, doesn't get anything back, raise it to me, Masha Achal. That amount of money is the minimum amount of money for food. But if it's between, let's say, $1 and $10, she's making up the numbers. And he deducts half and gives the other half back. If it's above, let's say, $10, so then we assess what the intent of the giver was. And then he gives back accordingly. Now the actual money, excuse me, the amount of the gift itself. If it's an important person, you reduce half and he gives the other half back. But let's say he's someone who's very careful about his money. Then you exactly deduct how much he ate, drank, and then pay him gift wise the remainder. Let's say Shimon dies before he marries a woman, or he got married and died during the 7 days of festivities. Reuben doesn't have to return to the inheritance of Shimon anything. Shari Omerlo Lahem, because he can say to them, Tanuli Shoshvini, Vesmachimo. Because he could say, bring me my Shoshvini, and I'm more than happy to celebrate with them. Therefore, let's say he did celebrate with him, and then Shimon dies, or he invited him and didn't come, or Shalhaya, he wasn't in the same country, or Shalohodio didn't let him know. But since Shimon died after the entire celebration, he died after the whole celebration together. In that case, Reuven must return the gifts to the inheritors. If it wasn't known, or if he was not in the same city or country. Halacha Yud Aleph. Now, Meis Reuven the Achakach Nasa Shimon Isha B'Shalom Meisha. Let's say Reuven died, and then Shimon married a woman, and the days of celebrating the Shiva, Shiva Brachah is finished. Malchus Shalom Lailah Shushvinos Miyorshin, in a place where the custom is to take the Shushvinos and inheritors. Kofin Yoshe Reuven Lachim Benichoy. So then they forced Reuven's inheritors to return the deducted difference. Malchus Shalom Lailah, but when the place we don't do this, any Yoshe Mishal Maklum, the inheritors are the heirs are off the hook. Let's say Reuven died after Shimon married a woman and you completed the days of celebration. Kofin is Yosha Mishama Shushvinos Makom Makom. Then we force the heirs to pay the Shushvinos no matter where you are, because it's the reverse case. Because their fathers was chayv to pay. And if what do you call it? If he was required to pay the entire amount, then he got to pay the entire amount. But if he was only chayv to pay back an amount after it was deducted, that's what the Yorshim are required to pay as well. So there are five statements made when it comes to Shushvinos. One, Nigvis Bevezdin Shaina Elakmo Malva. So it can be taken by Bezdin. It's a loan. Venomish Dalamas El Bonosak in Isai Rishon. That's will be repaid only at the actual time. Shizekimi Zekimo Tanaihu, because it's like a condition in the Shushvinos. Apius Lopirshlo Ashal Dasa Shalpa. Even though he's going to make it clear in giving the gift. Number three, Vein Bamishim Ribis. There's no interest that can be taken. Afilu Shalpa Dinner Maxal Asar Mutar. So there's no Isar Ribis, meaning that if he sent them a dollar and he returned it back 10, mutar shalom and also hosted lo shalom. Because the rationale is he didn't send it to him with the intent that he could add. Vena shvius mishamta. So the fourth one is that the shvita year does not nullify this gift requirement. Shani yachal lagosh oso lotova shisa derek nasahu. So he cannot demand payment from the guy he got it until he marries exactly in the same way that Reuven got married. Finally, vena bachor notova pichnayim. The fourth one does not receive a double portion of the shushvinos. Shikishadach so the yoshim goes on heritage. Meishu roi. Because it's what's called roi, it's a whole different principle called roi of double portion. And we'll get to that when we discuss those halachas that apply to the bechor. Hashaleach tshura lechavera. Let's say a person offers money when the other person's financial situation is in tatters. Oshenosel mos kishemata yado. Behum mayin likach, or let's say he gives the money and the guy refuses to receive it. And he takes an oath that the recipient is unwilling to take it. And he keeps bugging him, the recipient, until he takes it. Even though he didn't make it clear, this is considered a gift. And the guy can't demand repayment until he says openly that he's making a gift into a loan. And finally, lachat asva v'chenish lef v'chaver kadi yain kadi shemen v'peres v'eishan and suin. But a person says bottles of wine or oil at the time of his wedding. Ein nigman v'ezden. So he cannot demand repayment in court. Because this is an act of kindness. Well, nemru dinei shushvinos el mosavat. Shushvinos only applies to actual money and not to gifts, like a keli. That ends parak zayin, and we'll continue with parak ches next time.